quite unfortunately, the security situation in the country is becoming a matter of a serious concern. Not even this time of festivities, it is becoming a normal recurrence of the crisis of the insecurity, bombings, killings, maiming, and so on.
Do you think the president is doing enough to make sure that Nigerians are safe and secure? Do you think he needs to do more?
Of course, yes. Of course, yes, because if he has done enough to curtail the crisis, I think things would have been normalized. But it seems the matter is just being scratched on the top without really going deep into the real causes and the way to carve out this unwanted crime.
Some people are saying that, in fact, the problems in the northeast with Boko Haram, they originate from a lack of employment for young people. Do you think that's a contributing factor?
When people are not given the opportunity to education, and after education, if they don't have access to employment, why is somebody educated is going to be gainfully employed? Once this opportunity cannot be realized, then it becomes a problem. So I think when you look at lack of employment, that is why there is crisis all over the place, because an idle hand is the devil's workshop. Therefore, wherever people are not gainfully employed, then nothing remains than to begin to become violent, unfortunately.
What does the Nigerian security services need to do now? How can they stop Boko Haram from continuing to make other attacks?
There is need for a true and purposeful dialogue, because when insurgents like this become very cumbersome, then there is need for a serious dialogue. The government has to open up dialogue on the platform of justice and really understanding. The group feels that it can use the power, the bullet and the gun. I don't think a meaningful development in that direction can be achieved.